From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Many in Japan spend another night away from their homes after two large earthquakes. Tens of thousands of traumatized Japanese are spending a third night in evacuation centers as powerful aftershocks rock the southern main island of Kyushu. At least 41 people have died, nearly 2,000 have been injured since Thursday as a result of the strongest tremors. The quakes have collapsed buildings and bridges, triggered landslides, even derailed a bullet train. Early Sunday, rescuers were battling harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue as many as 100 people still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings in Kumamoto Prefecture. VOA's Steve Herman is there. He says Japan is accustomed to seismic activity.
There's really no area of Japan that over the long term is invulnerable to getting hit from big quakes. But what is quite surprising is to have such large damaging quakes in such quick succession in the same area.
Tens of thousands of police, medics, firemen, and self-defense force troops are involved in the rescue and recovery effort, which is being hampered by heavy winds and rain. The quakes have sent more than 90,000 people to evacuation centers at schools and local government buildings, according to officials. An active volcano in the area, Mount Aso, also erupted for the first time in a month, although Japanese authorities are saying the eruption was not linked to the quake. The historic Aso Shrine, more than 1,700 years old, suffered a great deal of damage. Part of a wall in the historic Kumamoto Castle also collapsed. Several buildings and a gate known as the Cherry Blossom Gate have collapsed entirely. One bright spot, the televised rescue of a baby carried out of debris. This is VOA News.